and sing along. Yeah. Rapping so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap song.
Good evening, I'm Sean P.
I'm Big Root.
And we are the brothers.
Coming to you live from the Boogie Down Bronx.
Bringing you another episode for our listeners, just to kind of put everything out there. We are now hosted on Spotify. You still should find us on all of your major podcasting platforms, wherever you look for it. There's also a link that we include on our Instagram. And Big Root, make sure he puts all of our episodes out there, promotes them across social media. So it should be the same for, you know, wherever you have been catching us. But now our episodes are hosted on Spotify. And, you know, there are going to be some other changes coming to the podcast. So hopefully you guys will support us and keep us moving forward as we try to keep the movement moving forward. We started this movement about from 5-6 years ago, actually. It's where our time flies. But, you know, there's a lot of information in the world, and we try to make sense of it and share that with our listeners. So we probably will definitely ask you guys to help us do that and play your part in the movement. So just be on the lookout for future details regarding that. But for tonight, Big Group, our episode is Killer Tunnels. And why don't you just let our listeners know why that's what we're talking about now, tonight?
Well, this week alone, you know, you've seen at least 3 people get pushed in front of subways. I know at least 2 people died. I know last week or the week before, someone was pushed by their boyfriend in front of a moving train and lost their legs. So it seems to be an epidemic going on, you know, and I know there's a lot of homeless people also that are finding, let's say, shelter inside the tunnel system. So I just think those are the things that we need to talk about and how we can stay safe during these crazy times.
Yeah. No, definitely. I mean, that's a lot. I have to be honest. I don't think I was aware of all of the incidents this week alone. And it's almost sad to say that there's so many incidences. You're like, oh, I can't keep track of it. Like, that's a symptom of how bad the situation is. So basically, I guess we can get back to what you said about the homeless and the population that has been on the subways or kind of taken over the subways. There is a origin point where that seemed to become a bit of a situation, and it's remained that way. But in general, like you said, there are so many signs that riding the subway is not safe. And the irony is perception and reality, right? Like, the reality is that the majority of subway riders are relatively safe and unfazed. But the perception is that, and again, this is also reality, any one of us can be a victim. So the reality is most people are going to ride the trains and be fine. But who knows who's going to be in that number that's not fine, that is pushed in front of a train, that is assaulted, that is attacked. Right. And these attacks are going up. And the evidence of that is the fact that, you know, there are things that the NYPD is doing and other entities. So, again, share with our listeners the urgency of what's going on in the subway system.
Yeah, like you said, there's agencies that are coming in and trying to assist. But it's really been a rash. I think if it's not yesterday, it's the day before. Like I said, those 2 pushings in 24 hours. And one guy looked like he just like ran across the platform and pushed the person. So obviously you have to be vigilant, but you know, most of us go to work and, you know, traveling and doing whatever, going about our business. Don't expect that to be the, you know, something we should have to worry about.
Exactly. And traditionally it hasn't been. I mean, the subway, the nature of riding the subways hasn't changed, right? Millions of people have been riding the subway for decades. When I say millions, I'm talking about hundreds of thousands a day. The subway is a major part of the New York system, transit system, and life system. People go in and out of Manhattan and all around the outer boroughs. So this is not a new thing. Like you said, what's happening is the level of crimes and the level of violence and the level of dangerous acts. I mean, pushing people in front of the trains is basically murder. If nothing else, the intent is murder. You can't push somebody in front of a train and not intend to kill them. So clearly, there's an uptake in just explosive outrage of people towards other people in the subway system.
Exactly. And the scary thing about it is that most of these attacks are by strangers. It's not like it's somebody that has beef with you or problems with you and they're trying to address it. This is somebody who doesn't know you from a hole in the wall and decides this is your time to meet your maker.
Yeah, sad but true. Sad but true. So I think when we emphasize the title for tonight, Killer Tunnels, because hopefully that does elicit some kind of imagery that our listeners can picture, because riding the trains is supposed to be the same as walking across the street. It's just supposed to be a method of getting around the city. And yet there seems to be a heightened sense of fear and danger riding the trains, particularly underground. I mean, you know, trains do run overground as well, but it just seems that underground is another world. And now these subway tunnels have become killer tunnels where anything can happen. And we're not trying to sensationalize it. We're just being realistic. So what entities besides the NYPD are now actually in the subway system trying to maintain security and safety?
Well, I know that Governor Hochul has put the National Guard in to try to help with the problems going down in the tunnels, trying to make safe riders have a safe passage to and from work.
Exactly. And that's something that our listeners need to take heed of, right? The National Guard are usually meant to deal with potential terrorist attacks. They're meant to help through natural calamities like floods and hurricanes and things of that nature. And the situation in the New York City transit system, the subway system, the killer tunnels, has gotten to the point where the governor of New York State had to send the National Guard into those tunnels and into those subway platforms to try to support the safety of passengers.
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.
You know, that's on top of increasing police patrols within the tunnels. So they realize there's a problem that needs to be addressed. And you know, they're trying to put more manpower to see if that's able to stop this from happening.
Exactly. So again, exactly. The NYPD has already detected the rise of, again, crimes and now utter dangerous situations, because we can't emphasize the danger of putting someone in front of a train. That is basically an act of murder or attempted murder. It may not lead to it, but there's no way to say that I didn't plan for them to die if I push in front of a train, right? The intent would most likely be, yeah, I'm trying to kill them. So, I mean, the urgency is there. The mayor has reacted. The governor's reacted. And the reality is that the number of incidences still seem to be going up. So even with the additional resources, these tunnels, the killer tunnels, seem to be taking too many lives.
Yeah, I mean, there's another incident that happened, I think, yesterday. But this one was basically a group of teenagers went to go and walk through the tunnels, which I don't think that's a good place to hang out and have fun. But evidently they did. And one of them got hit by a train. And a 16-year-old lost their life. So, I mean, there's just a whole bunch of things going on that we have to pay attention to.
That is true. And that is sad. And I hear that situation, and that's probably a different conversation to have, because, I mean, at the end of the day, you have kids who ride on top of trains, and now you have kids who hang out in the killer tunnels with trains, and obviously they're dangerous. Obviously they're told not to do it. They're doing it, so I'm sorry that that happened, and it shouldn't have happened, but that was a very dangerous act, and the consequence was what it was. I think what we're talking about is, again, people just traveling around the city, getting from point A to point B. So crossing the street, getting on a bus, or riding a train should be the same process. I'm just navigating my way around the city. yet there's now an almost a process of life and death simply to go about your business. Like you said, people are being attacked by people they've never met, people they have no interaction with. This is not your lifelong enemy. This is not gang warfare. This is just some kind of outrage of dangerous and murderous behavior that can happen to anyone in the subway. Not everyone. So again, it's not saying that hundreds and thousands of people are in danger. It's saying that any one of us is in danger. Anybody who's just going about their business, going downtown shopping or whatever, is in danger.
Yeah, that's very scary. Again, it's like when we take airplanes and other forms of mass transportation, we expect to get to where we're going in one piece. We don't think we should be having to be taking our life in our own hands by taking, you know, mass transportation.
Exactly, exactly. Who would think that the New York subway system would basically become killer tunnels, right? You mentioned earlier about the homeless population and who have seemed to either taken over or taken a residence in the subway system. And I think that was a good point because there definitely was an uptake of that during COVID. COVID, for the most part, the pandemic had many New Yorkers either leaving the city, right? A lot of people just escaped and went someplace else. Other people just stayed at home because they weren't going to work. They were being remote or whatever the case may be. So the subway systems were abandoned and the homeless population largely took it over. No one else is here, so we'll be here.
Yeah, I mean, for them, it's warm because, you know, trains are warm, especially down the tunnels. In the wintertime, it's definitely hot. So they felt it was a comfortable place, you know, place to hang out.
True, true. But I think the fact is just that it was abandoned, right? It's just, you know, because it was cold in 2019 and 2018, right, wintertime. And not saying that no one made their way underground. But what happened was once the normal strap hanger stopped riding the trains, that's when it made it easier for the homeless. And this is not to attack them. This is just to say that this was a new element. Like they never had taken up large residence in the subway system. And now they have.
No, I agree. I was just saying that that's some of the factors, but obviously, yeah, if it's normally a million people are going through the MTA system on a daily basis and all of a sudden no one's taking the bus and the train, everyone's home, yeah, I guess I would think it's a good place to go hang out or stay warm.
Exactly. And then one of the challenges, I guess, that happened just naturally is that as the city kind of came back to life and people came back to commuting and traveling, they didn't leave, right? We're here now. We weren't here before, but we're here now. And these tunnels are as much ours as yours. And I think that was a change in the element because now there's a lot more, sadly to say, nameless and homeless people that are not known. They're not paying fares or doing any of those things, but they're present in the subway system and basically responsible for a percentage of these incidences.
Yeah, they figure, like you said, I'm here now. I like it here. You know, who told you to come back?
Exactly. So again, that may be, again, we're not sociologists. We haven't looked up the data, but there's definitely a correlation between the pandemic, the semi-shutdown of the subway system, the vagrant and homeless population kind of taking it over, making it their own, and the rise in these random attacks. I'm sure there's enough data to show all of the different corridor factors. So we know that that probably was the start of what's going on. In other words, people have gotten pushed on trains before. It's sad. It's happened, but not with this kind of frequency.
Tired of the same rap songs. Uh-huh. Every new hit should sing along. Yeah. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah. It's like they took the art form. I'm tired of the same rap songs.
No, exactly. I mean, as someone who had ridden the train for 30 years of their life, between going to school and working, I was lucky to never have seen any incidents, never been involved in any incidents. But now it seems too commonplace. And to me, it's scary situation. I mean, you shouldn't really have to be worried about making it to and from work without, you know, that your life's going to be over.
Exactly. Exactly. And to, I guess, complicate the situation further, again, for our listeners, tonight's episode is Killer Tunnels. We're talking about the growing danger of riding the subways. And again, this is not to scare people off. We have to do what we have to do, but this is to alarm people. This is to say, listen, as you said before, you need to take great care. Be aware of your surroundings. Be aware of any and everything around you, and realize that these tunnels are now very dangerous. And again, everyone is not going to be hurt, but anyone can be hurt. And that's just as bad when you think about it, because no one wants to be hurt, right? So it's not like, oh, as long as I'm okay. I'm no, you don't. No one knows who's going to be okay, because this is starting to happen with a frequency that there's no way to say that it won't happen to any one of us or any one of our listeners.
No, this is true. You know, and I think that, like you said, the authorities are all aware of it. They're deploying extra resources and manpower there. There's talk of them trying to put some type of wall or moving fence or something to kind of help that this problem from going on. But I think if someone really is determined to put someone on the tracks, you know, it's going to be hard to stop them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's true. I mean, it's sad that they have to consider the infrastructure changes that might make these situations less less attainable. I'm glad to hear that they are considering it, because that may work. I mean, if you have, you know, like I said, sliding fences, and the only time there's an opening is when the train door is actually open. So you go from the train door, from the platform into the train and back off, and then the gates come back up and no one can push anybody. That would be helpful, possibly. One of the problems with that is going to be the tremendous cost and the time, right? This is going to take time, and it's going to take a lot of money. So it's sad that that's a consideration, but at least it's a consideration, because right now the situation is not sustainable.
Yeah, and you're right. It is going to cost money and definitely take time. But other cities who are not obviously not as big as New York, and New York is like the main place that you think of the MTA, you think of the subway. Other places might have subway systems on a smaller scale, but we have so many stations and so many tunnels that it would be a major undertaking. But it's something that should be at least investigated, you know, because the safety of the passengers in the long run is gonna, you know, should be able to negate the cost.
We hope. We hope. I mean, I don't know what it would cause, but I mean, like you said, you're trying to save lives and keep people safe, and sometimes the cost and the efficiency goes out the window, but the safety becomes a priority, right? Like, most of us don't feel that getting on an airplane is as efficient as it was 30, 40 years ago, but it's meant to keep us safe because of things that have happened in that time span, where now security is a bigger portion of the travel experience. Whereas before, we didn't think about it. You just walked on an airplane without anybody basically checking it, because no one was trying to hurt anybody else. So the same way they had to ramp up security airports, you're right, they may have to really ramp up security riding subways, right? Killer tunnels. To stop them from being killer tunnels.
No, it's true. Bad actors have forced us to put a lot of things in place that make life not as convenient and not as simple as it used to be. But we have to acknowledge there are bad actors that are up to no good intentions.
Exactly. And sadly, we don't know how many, and we don't know if the trend is going to continue to grow. It's one thing if we see the trend going the other way, and then we can say, okay, well, maybe things are getting better. Maybe we've gotten most of the bad actors away from the tunnels and we can kind of go back to normal. That would be a nice outcome. The risk is always there, because the risk was always there before. But, you know, hopefully if the numbers were to go in the other direction, you can say, all right, New York's subway system has gotten a little safer. But if the numbers continue to trend up, if more people keep, like you said, I don't know how many situations happen this week, but if next week exceeds this week, right, they have to do something, right? Cost can't be the primary factor. It has to be, no, we got to save lives. So, I mean, we are in a very, very curious time as far as which direction the situation is going to go.
Yes, we are. I mean, like the main point, like you said, is always to try to educate our listeners and let them know what's going on. And not everybody watches the news all the time, but I think this is an important topic of keeping people safe.
Yeah, I agree. I'm definitely glad that you introduced it and that we were able to bring it to our listeners because we all want to listen and watch the news. None of us wants to be on the news in that way. And sadly, it's happening to people. They don't deserve it. It's, again, you know, most New Yorkers, most Americans, most people on earth are just trying to live their life. And these things happen. And all of a sudden, New York's subway system has become a bunch of killer tunnels. And one thing that actually we have to acknowledge as well is the fact that more of us might have to ride the trains, right? Because, you know, congestion pricing is moving forward. So they're actually trying to price people out of driving into the city, which would require more people to ride the trains. So in one hand, you're kind of leading people into these tunnels. On the other hand, the tunnels are becoming less safe. So when you put those factors together, the possibility of more harm and more death and more suffering coming out of it is almost kind of predetermined because more people on the trains and more violence, it just seems to expand. So that's something else we have to acknowledge that, you know, the amount of riders is probably going to go up in the very near future.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody who wants to travel below, I think 60th Street is going to be hit with this toll. So yeah, a lot of people are going to be parking their cars and taking the train in because there's no toll on the train. So we could see that number of people that ride the train spike.
Exactly. And like you said, thankfully, the governor is aware of the situation. The mayor is aware of the situation. The NYPD has been tasked with trying to get a handle on the situation, as has the National Guard been lent to support that effort. So, again, we have to hope that these efforts can improve and basically get rid of the killer tunnels, right? We want the tunnels, we want the subway tunnels to be in effect. We just don't want them to lead to unnecessary deaths and injuries.
What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.
So, I don't know if there's anything else to add other than our call to action, which is meant to help our listeners take a step in the process.
No, I think pretty much we covered what the problems are, and hopefully our call to action will help people to navigate and be able to ride the train as safe as they can.
Yes. No, exactly. Exactly. And so again, yeah, I agree. So I guess we'll go to our call to actions. And tonight's episode, Killer Tunnels, is just meant to inform our listeners of the seriousness and the danger of riding in the New York subway system. And I think you said it before, as lifelong subway riders, because even as children, we rode with our mother and we rode through most of the boroughs. We rode to some of the more dangerous parts of the city and never had any true imminent fear of harm, let alone death. And as an adult living through this time period, I can't say the feeling is the same.
No, definitely feel more on edge. And to tell you the truth, I'd rather take the surface transportation, take a bus, than take the train. So I take the train as a last resort.
I understand and I agree. And I mean, again, you do what you have to do. But as far as your comfort level, I agree. I feel safe on the bus. They have their own challenges as well. But the killer tunnels have just kind of gone in a whole another direction where you have to question, are you safe going into the city through that process? And so for our listeners, call to action, what do you have, Big Roop?
Well, as someone that have ridden the train for years, number one, in New York, you always have to be vigilant. You have to be alert and take care of your surroundings. Look around and know what's going on. The worst thing I see people do is not pay attention when they're waiting for the train. They're reading a newspaper or on their phone. Anybody could walk up behind them and push them. Unfortunately, the way the society is these days, you got to put the phone down and just look out to see who's around you. Make sure there's no one that's looking around or walking around with nothing to do or, you know, looking like they're up to no good.
I hear you. No, that's a good call to action. It's sad it's necessary to say that. And it's actually a little disappointing that it's a reality that needs to be said, right? Because many of us are distracted, have been distracted, and we take those distractions down into the subway system. And there was a time when we didn't pay the price for that, right? There was a time when you could be distracted, and for the most part, you were fine anyway. That time doesn't seem to be right now. It seems right now that there's so much going on, and it's not just subway pushings. I mean, it's slashings, it's stabbings, it's just people being attacked for no reason at a larger number in the subways. So you're right, people need to be very aware of their surroundings, and honestly, don't be distracted. Just know you're in a very dangerous environment. I don't want to say that. I'm not trying to oversell it or scare our listeners, but like you emphasized the need to be very careful, right? So that's a really good call to action. My call to action basically is, I guess, be strategic, right? I guess there was a time when riding the subway system was relatively benign and you didn't think about it. I think now you have to be strategic. Is there another way for me to travel? Is there another way for me to go? If I have to go today, can I get two or three things done so I don't have to go multiple times? And it's not to say to avoid the subway, but I think it is to put the level of seriousness that needs to be there. And it's sad that we are calling the subway system killer tunnels, but in some way, that's what they become.
Yeah, I mean, for some people, it's a necessary evil. That's the only way they're able to get to work, or the most cost-effective way. Most of us not going to take an Uber back and forth to work. So it's too expensive. So if you are going to have to travel that way, keep your eyes open. You know, like I said, don't let yourself become distracted. I mean, it's not going to be as joyful a ride as it might have been if you're able to just do whatever you want. But the main thing is to get to work and back home in one piece, safe and sound.
Exactly. Well said. Well said. So hopefully our listeners will get some good information and awareness out of this episode, and also just kind of listen to the call to actions and just be a bit more prepared when they ride the subway. And hopefully we can all navigate these killer tunnels.
Yes, indeed.
So again, that's a nice episode, Killer Tunnels. I'm Sean P.
I'm Big Roop.
And we are the brothers.
Peace out.
I'm tired of the same rap songs. Every new hit, sing along. Rap is so boring, now correct me if I'm wrong. It's like they took the art out the art form. What's going on, man? I don't understand it. I want something good to listen to. I demand it. All the real artists on another planet. And me, I'm the last MC still standing.